Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today is April 10th. The time is 2:32 p.m. We are scheduled to meet until 4:30. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Here. Oh, I'm not Congresswoman Pratt.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Do you have an extra agenda packet? Oh, you got one. Okay. Ms. Embry, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this afternoon? Thank you, Ms. Embry. She's the director of our gaming commission, just for the people that may not know. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Madam Clerk, while they are approving minutes, would you let our minutes note that Kimberly Pearson, the director of the casino, executive director of Osage Casinos, and Mr. Cass, I know he's some director of operations, facilities management. We also have Ms. Julie Malone. She's a board chair of the enterprise. And also we have Ms. Elizabeth Hembry, director of the Gaming Commission, Lorraine Wilcox, Gaming Commission board member, and Mr. Gene Bartman, and I knew that, and he's our legislative counsel for the Gaming Commission.
It sounded graceful.
Motion to approve the minutes from April 8th, 2019.
I have a motion to approve. Is there a second? Second. Second by Congressman Tillman. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved for April 8th. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 1905, a resolution to authorize the Blue Stem Ranch LLC to change its name to Osage Nation Ranch LLC upon filing the appropriate form with the Osage Nation Tax Commission. Congressman Tillman is the sponsor of that resolution, and you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Earlier in the session began, we had the Blue Stem Ranch, a couple of the board members here, Teresa Mead and Mr. Perrier, Jim Perrier, and talked about a number of issues with the ranch. But one of the things that they had approached me with was the name change from the Blue Stem Ranch to the Osage Nation Ranch. And I think some of their motivation for doing this is when they do business as the Blue Stem Ranch with some of their vendors, and they will ask, well, who owns the Blue Stem Ranch now? Is it still, we think we heard it sold, and we're saying, yeah, they said the Osage Nation owns the Blue Stem Ranch. And they were like, oh, well, we didn't know that. And if you look back at the ranches around here that we have, a lot of family names go with the ranches, the Freeman Ranch, Drummond Ranch, the Buford Ranch, other ranches that have family names. And I think this really identifies and gives a branding purpose to the Osage Nation Ranch, that we can start using that name. And within the bill, under the whereas 1 through 6, it really gives a complete descriptive of this will be a minor disruption for the operations and expenses of the limited liability company. So that's their intent. It's a resolution. Speaking with legal counsel doesn't really change a whole lot as far as their operations. It just gives them more identifiable name with the Osage Nation, and that's their request, and that's what they want, and that's what the resolution states, to change the name from Bluestem Ranch to Osage Nation Ranch.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Is there any questions about the resolution from members at the table? The only question I have is, just for clarity purpose, this is going to be a complete name change to Osage Nation LLC, not Bluestem, not Osage Nation Ranch DBA. So it is a complete name change.
Yes,
I support that.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Make a motion to report out ONCR 1905 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion by Congresswoman Goodfox, a second by Congresswoman Lemon. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The motion passes, and we will report that to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 1906, a resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction for the execution of Unmanned Aerial Vehicles Access Agreement with Honeywell International, Inc. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor of that resolution. You have the floor, Congresswoman.
Thank you, Chair. We've come to the point now where we're ready to conduct business. We went through the waiver before, the technical waiver for information. Since then, everything that was required to transpire has transpired. The Attorney General's office has approved the waiver. The ranch board is highly in favor of the work to be done. The money that comes off of this is going to return back to the ranch, so it will create a revenue stream for them. Everything is good to go. And the last thing they need for the new contract is another waiver for it. So any questions? I think Assistant Chief is here. He's been part of it. Here? No? Was he back there? So if anybody has any questions for me or him.
I see I have some documents that they've sent to Congress in their via communication receipt. Are you familiar with these documents?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the first one is a review from Jeff Jones, who is the acting attorney for Bluestem Ranch. This is a document review from Attorney General's office. And I don't think we have any more information other than that. Any questions from the table on this limited waiver? I have one comment about this. I realize that this is an area that the executive branch is working towards. I still feel like it's pretty undefined. I realize it's utilizing our land and there's revenue to be made off of it. I still have the question of what branch, department, business manages this. Right now, I think it's just been in the an effort of Assistant Chief Redcorn, and a good effort at that. I'm not being critical of that, but I don't think we have this really formed up yet. The limited waiver, what's the number on it?
1906.
There we go. Is for, what is the purpose of the waiver again?
It's a contractual waiver, I believe. It'd be the same thing. It's a, I just read through it again.
And that being said, contractual waiver, correct, with Honeywell? Assistant Chief, I'd like to recognize you.
Sure. I think to your question, this agreement and really all the other agreements like them
are licenses in legal terms. They are permission to use the property for a particular purpose. They're more temporary than a lease. They do not have property interest as a lease would have. And the nation is the one granting it. It's not the ranch. That's how we've set up our agreement with them. So the entity with whom we are contracting, Honeywell, they're contracting directly with the nation in the same way that someone leases property. Although it's not a lease, it's a different type of use agreement.
Thank you. My other question is by this limited waiver of sovereign immunity, are you waiving anybody else's sovereign immunity except the Osage Nation governments?
I think the language in the agreement is there are signs and it's just that all-inclusive language that's all of the Osage Nation's
what's under business. The jurisdiction of the Osage Nation?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm speaking from memory, but yes.
Any more questions?
There are no further questions, and I'll move to report ONCR 1906 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Let's have to do a roll call vote, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No. The motion passes. We will report out ONCR 1906 with a due pass recommendation. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1908, an act to amend the Competitive Bidding Act at 15 ONC section 2-403A by amending the definition of government agency and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Tillman is a sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
Madam Chair, if it's okay with you, I would like to postpone the consideration of ONCA 19-08 to the call of the chair.
The motion, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Seeing none, that is postponed to the call of the chair, and I will state as the chairman, I am going to go ahead and keep this piece of legislation on our agendas just because it's, I think, one of the only few we have, and we do want to address this before the end of session, so it will stay on an agenda until we make movement on it or the session ends. So that being said, we're moving on to consideration of ONCA 1920, an act to amend the Competitive Bidding Act of 15 ONC Section 2-403A by amending the definition of governmental agency and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Pratt is a sponsor. You have the floor, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Chair. First, I wanted to, just for some clarity, because Congressman Tillman and I have been in discussion, we did have a brief conversation about how this would work with both of our bills. So here's what I know and think so far. So from our previous, we have spoken with Osage Casinos and also with the director of the Gaming Commission. It was discussed to have some dialogue with Mr. Gene Burtman, so he is in attendance today, as well as Commissioner
Wilcox.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, Lorraine. Okay, so Mr. Cass and Ms. Pearson are also with us again today, and I thank you all for coming. Oh, Julie Malone is also here. And so, anyways, okay, so what I had in mind going along, and I've said this before, just wanted to make sure that I had that dialogue with you. Congressman, is, again, I'm trucking along in support of and advocating for OCH casinos. You were doing the same for Tallgrass. So the discussion that we had was possibly moving forward with the removal and having a business entity procurement process. So as it stands right now, so what it was is kind of like our law looked like their policy, which now looks like a new law, kind of is basically the bounce. So I have this, but legal counsel and I have been, now the LLCs need to fall in line with that. So that's the work that's having to be done right now to get it ready for everyone to fall under this one competitive bidding law. I don't know exactly what the title will be. Right now it's the Gaming Enterprise Competitive Bidding Act. So anyways, that's the goal. And I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. And then a conversation. So my intent was at all times to keep trucking along for Osage Casinos, but at any given time, because I didn't want one to affect the other. I didn't want everybody to be like, well, I'm not comfortable with the casinos, but I am I am comfortable with the casinos, but not the LLC or something like that. I just didn't want one to affect the other. So, but at any point, as long as I knew that there was support for that, I was always intending on yielding to your bill, since you filed it first, and they're the same. But with that, so then Congresswoman Whitehorn and I had a conversation like, okay, well, we may need to keep moving with both of them, past both of them, so that they're both removed, but only after this other bill is passed, so that they immediately have a place to fall under. The deal with that is that still leaves some hanging LLCs. Not hanging, but they would still be back in this old competitive or other competitive bidding act alone. So what I'm thinking is if we can move along with this, hopefully get it passed, and then just amend your piece to include all of them. If instead of having two and then having to do one or two more, I think they could all fall under one if everyone's in agreement with that. Does that sound like it's going to work for everyone? I've spoken with Mr. Gill, and I told him about the two, and we were like, well, what about the others? So one of us would have to add them, or they could all be added to one as far as he was concerned.
So
yes,
let me see if my understanding is correct of how I think we're moving forward, because mm-hmm. I think I have it in my mind, but I want to make sure we're on the same page. So what's going to happen is this drafted bill is going to be an enterprise competitive bidding act that applies to all enterprises of the nation.
Yes.
Which would include gaming and any other company or corporation the Osage Nation owns.
Yes.
And it would not be specific to the casino. And then at some point, somebody's legislation is going to have to release them from the Competitive Bidding Act, put some language in there that would exclude enterprises and LLCs. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's how I thought we were proceeding.
Yes.
And do we have any idea of when that bill might be ready for filing?
Hopefully, maybe by 3 o'clock tomorrow.
By 3 o'clock?
If not, then for sure the next Thursday. And so then I was hoping to kind of get it on Thursday, and then you have a Friday agenda that we discuss possibly. If it could be before then maybe it could be, if it's only introduced, maybe I could ask the Congress to help move it to at least first reading so it could be assigned and then placed on your Friday agenda.
Of this week, the 12th?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can...
Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
I don't want to set that because
sure.
I was trying to have ONES come in on Friday, but if we need to do this Competitive Bidding Act, I think legislation takes priority and I can get ONES in mm-hmm. next week. So... that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Does everybody?
Right. And yeah, I will get it as soon as possible. It's just the work on with the other entities that's taking place and kind of a little bit of a delay right now. So But that is the goal, and then hopefully we can all just come back together and quickly get this accomplished. But so I just wanted to kind of go back over that, and that we're all moving along, so hopefully this can go smoothly when the time comes. But they are here, so if there's just, I'm just saying for the gaming portion, if there's any additional questions for the gaming executives. However, there was somewhat of a discussion regarding the Gaming Commission's attorney, Mr. Burtman, and so he is here today if anyone has any questions for him.
Okay, thank you. And Congressman Tillman needs to be recognized, and then we'll move on with talking to Mr. Burtman and the Gaming Commission.
Oh, just a quick comment. Thank you, Madam Chair. Just, I'd like to thank Congresswoman Pratt for her due diligence and her work. And I think we all want the same intentions, the same outcomes, and just appreciate you taking it to the next step. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's try to recall our conversations when we were just looking at excluding them from the Competitive Bidding Act and them operating under system internal controls.
Yes.
There should be another S. What is the S, last S? The system internal controls?
I think it just makes it plural. Oh, standard.
Standards, okay.
Not posture here.
And I think those were the questions that we had for the Gaming Commission and their comfort level with just, and I think Ms. Hembree spoke well of that. I think I made a statement that I didn't know if the comfort level was really there from a conversation that I had. So that's where we are, and I don't know if we need to go back over that. Do you think that we're going to? I'm for moving forward with this new plan.
Yeah, okay. So we have a plan, and yeah, and I think that it just immediately, Ms. Hembree, just wanted there to for sure be clarification on that, because there was a, like you said, a little, just, I don't know what you call it.
Different views.
Difference of how something.
Interpretations.
And so I think she contacted Mr. Burtman right away to make sure that, because she didn't wanted to make it clear that she wasn't misinterpreting or speaking for him. And he's like, whoa, she's like, because when we did have a meeting with the gaming board, executives, commission, myself, Congresswoman Goodfox was there, when we did, he didn't seem to have a, he didn't state any issues and was helpful in the conversation. I can't see him. This is weird. So I'm trying to look at you, Gene. But so that was all. And then there was just a little bit of combo here. So he's here. Hello. If anyone wants to hear from him, otherwise he still gets paid.
Okay. Okay. I'm good. I think that we're following down this new track, and I, if we go back, then there may be more questions, but I think we're on a new railroad track right now. So, thank you, Mr. Burtman. I guess since we do have other guests here, mm-hmm. are we needing to discuss this anymore with them? Are we good with how we're going? Does there need to be any more clarification as to how we're proceeding?
I mean, if you all do, if anyone has to, because I think I've kind of
Kimberly wants to be right.
Said my.
Ms. Pearson.
I know the legislation.
You have to talk into
yeah,
the microphone.
Right in, put your lips you can almost on it.
I know the legislation hasn't been filed yet, but I believe one of our questions would be, within this new law that's going to be proposed, will gaming have a section and then the LLC will have a section? Or is it going to be one commingled function?
That is, I believe you will have a section. That's because it wasn't as simple, you know, we
right.
kind of like, it's put together right now. It's right here. But it's not as simple as just popping everyone in together.
Okay.
So that there, that's kind of like the discussion that I'm having to have with legal counsel right now, how exactly.
Okay.
So we don't foresee it being everything falling just exactly the same.
Okay. I believe one of our concerns would be the way that we had requested it is that, you know, our director of facilities would handle one function, the procurement would handle one function, and we just want to make sure that that wouldn't get commingled, or I wouldn't, without seeing the bill, I wouldn't know how it was going to work.
Well, let me ask a question to that. So if it was a general piece of legislation that you were still able to form six for your system internal controls and have six adopted, would that work for you?
Well, I think if it's a law, we don't have to have the six, if it, depending on how it's proposed.
Well, what I think I know right. About our procurement office has policy and procedure,
yes,
that they implement the act by. So would you have that and the capabilities? Is that six? Is that, mm-hmm, what I'm thinking of, that,
yes,
you would fill in to occupy policy and procedure of administering that?
I think it's a possibility depending on how the legislation is written.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing,
right,
that we...
And
Ms. Henry,
I would...
Hi. Hi.
I would also be concerned on how the Gaming Commission, what the role the law would share with the Gaming Commission in as part as this, and as a part, because we would want to make sure that we were not a part of any sort of regulatory over the LLCs.
Right.
I just want to.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Gill. Hello.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As it's being drafted right now, we're trying not to do as little damage as possible to the document that was created as the six regarding the gaming enterprise. Mm-hmm. They will be drafted essentially together, not in separate sections. I mean, we could have separate paragraphs in each section saying the exact same thing. I don't think that's quite necessary. I think if we draft the definitions appropriately, that we can reference Osage Casinos and the Osage Nation business entities within the current sections of the law and still accomplish what the body is trying to do at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Any questions to Mr. Gill? Thank you. We're still in consideration of ONCA 1920 at this point. Is there any more questions or discussion or concerns right now before we move on? Mr. Burtman? Please, you have to speak into the microphone.
I apologize.
That's
I should
okay.
be used to that.
we weren't either.
obviously, we would, as a gaming commission attorney, I would always be available to review and make any comment with any legislation consistent with our mission and goal as the gaming commission, as we have in the past. And I know your counsel is very capable too. So I have no concerns. But obviously, we always stand ready if that's a wish of Congress.
Thank you. You're a great resource for our Gaming Commission. I've attended meetings and I'm very impressed. So thank you, and I think Trey would welcome that too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Move to postpone consideration of ONCA 1920 to the call of the chair.
Good. Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. We are now at adjournment.
So move. Second.
The motion and a second to adjourn. Is there any discussion? All in favor, say yes.
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 We are adjourned.
Did we do a 30-minute meeting?
31.
I've got two committee reports.
Yeah, we have two committee reports to sign.
I want one. Look, somebody just left theirs for trash.
And I'm going to turn us off.
Can I get a copy of what you've got?
Yep, it's